Gas and no pickers, play the melody. Deedle deedle dub.
Patrick Murphy leads a group of energetic third graders through a folk standard, pointing out chord changes and strumming styles. He weaves his way around the classroom, checking that instruments are tuned and the right lyric sheets are out. The kids quickly become focused.
This is silly, but the most difficult thing as a teacher is to get them to sit down. If I can get them seated with their gear, then in 30 seconds we're making music.
Guitars, bring them up. With the same. Just like that.
These kids pick up instruments pretty soon after the school year starts. That's because Murphy wants them to get a feel for the songs before they get to the technical side.
I do that later. I kind of have this belief that if they can make music first, sing and play, then that reference will help them when they start reading stuff on the staff and on the club, which we do.
Students focus on guitar the first year. But the classroom walls are hung with other stringed instruments. By the end of third grade, many are ready for something new.
And so then in fourth and fifth grade, I kind of just let them grab an instrument and they turn to the chord chart. They teach it to themselves. And then I teach them their role in a string band. You know, the banjos have the thumb picking and then the mandolins and the ukuleles kind of chop with the snare drum and that sort of thing.
All this is very different from Murphy's own schooling, which was mostly classical.
I was a trained bass player and went through kind of a conservatory system, and it just about taught the music out of me. Like, it was really, really harsh, and I hadn't had a lot of training before I went to college, so that experience was rough on me. And I met a bunch of guys that were cowboys. They liked to sit around campfires and play guitar, and I asked one of them to teach, one of my friends to teach me, and he said, "I'll teach you how to play guitar. Two rules. You can't write anything down and you can't ask me any questions."
Those rules forced him to figure things out. Pretty soon, he was teaching himself. Murphy grew up going to a church that had lots of acoustic music. That included songs in the folk tradition, some from decades ago, others from who knows when.
I sort of chuckle because you're teaching a fair number of, you know, old folk songs. So how do you make Shady Grove or another old-time song relevant to, you know, third and fourth graders in 2016?
Kids like history, you know. They like to hear stories that are bizarre. The story of John Henry, the third graders love that because he worked. Why would he bother to compete with the machine? Like, just the absurdness of the human spirit sometimes to a young kid is really entertaining.
Still, some come to him with more recent songs. It's not so much Bruno Mars or Lady Gaga, but pop classics such as Yellow Submarine or Lean on Me. Some end up in the class songbook, which Murphy updates every year.
Let's hear it.
We all live in the yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Murphy used to teach middle school band. This and other schools where he's worked have also had many years of stand-up student choirs. He's not critical at all.
That kind of approach is great. I mean, that high art music, it takes a certain discipline to play and work on that. But I guess from my perspective, I want them to have fun and I want them to do it on their own.
And they do. Murphy starts some days with a full musical assembly in the school commons, where everybody gets a chance to play and sing. It's a cacophony, and it's not always pretty. But a lot of the kids, and teachers, have smiles on their faces. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.